Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. Pats of the 28-24 come from behind victory over the Baltimore Ravens. Drake May checking a few boxes. First 300-yard game of his career. Career-high 380 yards. He also gets a come-from-behind victory. Not just a late-game drive like he led against the Bills earlier this year, but a game where they're down double digits in the fourth quarter, which a lot of us have been wanting to see out of Drake May when they've been behind against the Raiders, when they were behind against Pittsburgh, when they were behind last time out against the Buffalo Bills. He hadn't been able to do it. He does it here. Patriots now with certainly the division well within their sights. Number one seed still very much within their sights. They need some help out of the Denver Broncos with a loss over the final 2 weeks. But if the Patriots win out against the Jets and Dolphins, they should be able to get a bye week to get healthier, which they need, given some of the injuries that they've had. A lot wound up going right for the Patriots last night, Mego, and it really changed on a dime in that fourth quarter because it could have gone a completely different way for them.
And they noted on the broadcast it was the first time they had been down by 11 points or more in the fourth quarter and staged a comeback since 28-3, which just tells you like how far we are from that. And even though there are some caveats to Baltimore kind of giving it up to you in terms of Lamar Jackson going out right before the half, Derrick Henry sitting the last 7 minutes and change when he was really what was working against the Patriots defense, it still matters a lot that they had that fourth quarter. It matters a lot for the trends that they've been showing for most of the season. Go back to even the Saints game when they only put up 3 points in the second half. They needed that. They really needed it looking ahead to the playoffs because the next two teams are cupcakes. There's no way around it. Those two teams are just, they have nothing to play for besides seeding at
this
point.
They're bad teams with nothing to play for.
Seeding in the draft
standings. They're bad teams with nothing to play for, and they don't have NFL quarterbacks. Brady Cook and Quinn Ewers might not be NFL quarterbacks.
If they had lost that game to the Ravens and then ripped off huge wins over these next two teams, we'd still be sitting here going, well, you couldn't beat Snoop Huntley.
Well, this is my feeling on it. And look, the last time the Patriots won in 2018, they won two late season games that I didn't think mattered. They lost a game in Pittsburgh where Josh Gordon walked off the field. And I'm like, they're done. They're not going to win anything this year. I don't care what they do the last couple of weeks. And they figured some things out against inferior opponents, and they went on a run for their sixth Super Bowl. So I guess I'm not saying it can't be done. But in terms of my belief in them, I agree with what you just said. they needed to win this game. And Baltimore was without their two-time MVP for the entire second half of that game.
Well, they've been without that version of that guy for most of the season.
Great point. They haven't had that version of Lamar all year, but still, they avoided Lamar Jackson. On top of that, the Ravens already aren't very good. They're 7-8 this year. I thought they'd win the Super Bowl in the offseason. I thought they were that kind of team that would make up for how they choked last year in the postseason, and that wasn't the case. So they're not as good as I thought. You didn't have to face Lamar Jackson. And yet, I think it's an important win, at least for my belief, in this team going on a run. If you couldn't beat Snoop Huntley and the 7-8 Baltimore Ravens going into the postseason, and you couldn't answer the bell after blowing a giant lead the week prior against Buffalo, I wouldn't feel good about any of the teams we just went through. Jacksonville, the Chargers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, never mind teams like Denver or Houston or, you know, teams I really want to avoid, the Buffalo Bills in the postseason. I wouldn't feel good about anybody if they dropped those games back to back. And so it wasn't a full strength Ravens. The Ravens at full strength haven't been what they've been in years past, but they needed that win last night, I think, for external belief, and I bet for their own belief as well.
It wasn't a full strength you either, to be clear.
True.
I mean, you were dropping tackles like nobody's business in the first half. It's like, who are you even going to bring out there at this point? Are you going to throw Tonga out there? Like, it got to a point where if Morgan Moses hadn't come back out of the locker room, I didn't know what they were going to do. Like, they were in a
tough
position.
Yeah, I saw it was like, so they already had that that Munford and Sons,
Munford
right?
Munford and Sons, which I was corrected when I tweeted out, hey, it's Munford. And my husband, who is also a football writer, was like, you know his name is Munford, right? You're an idiot. And I was like, I've been looking at his nameplate in the locker room, just listening to Munford and Sons in my head and felt a little bad.
Well, it still works. All the jokes
Whatever.
Worked. I thought it was good. But so if he, when he went down, Morgan Moses got hurt, he replaced him. And you're already without Will Campbell on the other side. It's Vidarian Lowe. It was what? Like Caden Wallace and who else was in the mix there? Because Marcus Bryant was a scratch last night.
Right.
So, yeah, they would have been real thin. The Patriots were dinged up. But I didn't play up the injury thing all that much last night because the Ravens were down Lamar. And they lost a starting offensive lineman as well last night. And just, I think the Ravens got the worst end of that.
I think you can play this game all you want. You can say Derrick Henry has been the most consistent and explosive player for biggest weapon for them the entire year, and you were down Milton Williams again, so that's your run stopper. So in that way, it's like an evening out of Lamar being out for the second half. But what it came down to was the Patriots were able to execute in the fourth quarter that we really haven't seen them in a way do the entire season, and predominantly Drake May. Like, Drake is so far and away the most important part of what this team has done this season, and he just hasn't had a fourth quarter like that.
No.
And what makes it more impressive is that he was bad for a lot of the game going into it. Yes, he had beautiful plays and he always has great moments, but he was hurting the team. Like, he took 6 points off the board of what would have been field goals with turnovers. So then for him to go do a 180 and have that fourth quarter, I think is very impressive for him, should stoke the team's confidence even further in him, especially coming off a Buffalo game where he wasn't great either.
So you highlight the turnovers, because I agree, him bouncing back is a big part of that storyline last night. He threw the interception to Humphrey on the opening drive. They had gone 10 plays. It was a 3rd and 14. Booty didn't exactly fight for that pick, but still not a good decision there by Drake May. That wiped 3 points off the board. The other was the fumble late. That was on late in the first half, rather. That was on a 3rd and 2. They were already at the Baltimore 32. That's a longer field goal. But still, the way Borgalis has been kicking, that's probably another 3 points that came off the board. That was with 20 seconds or so left in the half after they had already converted a couple of times, moving their way down the field. So I agree with you. It wasn't just Drake May was locked in all night. He had to overcome some of that. And then he did. He was 12 out of 14 in the fourth quarter, 139 yards, a touchdown, and he led another touchdown drive. He also rushed for 14 yards, which includes running out the clock on that final drive. His two incompletions, one was a throwaway, the other was the pass interference that wasn't called last night. So, and that could have been caught by Booty. It certainly should have been a flag on that play. And those were his only incompletions in the fourth quarter. Other than that, he's totally locked in. And I give him and the team a lot of credit for overcoming that non-pass interference call. A bad team, the Patriots from a year ago, you know, you see this with a lot of teams. I think the Lions, to a degree, yesterday were letting the refs beat them. Bad teams let the refs beat them. The Patriots didn't let that happen last night. They had a call go against them. they brushed themselves off. They got back up and they let a touchdown drive, force the turnover, and close the game out. That's the hallmark of a good team. And I thought that, even knowing everything that was going on with the Ravens, sub 500, no Lamar, even with all of that, the Patriots overcoming it, I think, was pretty telling about where this team can go this year.
And especially the way that they do it game to game. Like, they continue to show different ways that they can win. And in one sense, I know people don't love the comparisons between Brady and May, or maybe you do love them. In one way, May is the exact opposite of Brady, in that the trust tree has like 1,000 limbs. Remember with Brady, if you dropped a ball or you weren't running your routes correctly, you were out of the trust tree.
Yep.
He wouldn't even look at you. Like, don't even put him on the field with you. But with Kyle Williams, that's somebody who May doesn't look to a lot. He doesn't get a ton of snaps. And then in a gotta-have-it moment, when it's been Steph Diggs all game long, it's been Hunter Henry in the mix, it's been Matt Collins in the mix, out of nowhere, Kyle Williams, the rookie, who's had the most up-and-down season and up-and-down training camp before that, he gets the go ball and has a fabulous touchdown. And that really, like, turns the tide in the fourth quarter. I think all those little factors makes this team a little bit better maybe than, like, if this sounds so cliche, but like the collective factors of it are better than the individual talent that they will and give you all these different looks.
For sure. I think it's a good point about Kyle Williams. Like Brady, you know, when Brady got to a certain point in the offense, and Brady's the greatest of all time, it goes without saying.
If you're not going out to Montana, you're probably not getting the look on
but
the
field. But yeah, the season that Kyle Williams has had, Brady's not going to Kyle Williams in a big spot late in the year. He's already in the doghouse. He might not be on the field. Brady wouldn't glance at him on a play like that. And because Drake May's in his second year and he's not as established and it's his first year in the McDaniels offense as opposed to 2 decades in the same offense for Brady. That's a good point. I mean, he wasn't afraid and has not been afraid to go back to
Kyle. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kyle Williams. Patriots pull off the comeback victory. This is Mike Vrabel on the win after the game last night.
Getting into the playoffs the way that you did, what does that say about your team?
Well, I mean, I think that it was good to be in a game like this where we battled and it was tied and we got down and, you know, momentum kind of shifted the other way and our guys battled back. We got stops. Offense continued to attack and our quarterback, you know, battled and our receivers came through and our runners and it was a great, I felt like it was a big team win. It was a huge team win. Andy kicked the ball well, you know. So, again, it was just, you know, we lost a lot of guys. A lot of guys went down. A lot of guys stepped up, and we're going to have to get healthy. But I think that this was a great win for us.
It was. And, again, knowing all the caveats about the Ravens, forgetting about Derrick Henry and everything else, I do think that was a big-time win, given the position they put themselves in. I mean, you're down 11 in the fourth quarter to come back and win that game. Even with everything else going on, I would agree with Vrabel on that. I think it was a big-time, highly necessary win that keeps him in the mix for the one seed in the AFC.
And the one injury that we really haven't talked enough about is Trayvon Henderson. Trayvon Henderson, hopefully it's an injury that he's going to be back in January and it's not something that is anything that lingers or has like problems for the playoffs. But the dude disappeared. Like, first of all, it had been like an up and down game for him too. He had a couple of instances of negative yardage and you're like, oh, it's another game in which they can't get the running game going. But then it was like, okay, he's questionable to return, and you didn't hear anything for like 10 minutes. You're like, where is he? Is he coming back? That's a guy who is in conversation for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, he was the betting favorite as entering the games yesterday. I don't know how everything shifted and the injury shifts that, but he was the betting favorite going into those games.
That could have easily been a situation where, again, yes, they are down Lamar Jackson, but Buffalo wanted to play that game on the ground, and the guy who would make it go for you got taken out, like completely out.
With Henderson out of the game, but they basically didn't run in the second half, which is, it makes it funny that Stevenson had the 21-yard touchdown to put the Pats up with 2:07 left. Their last real run prior to that Stevenson touchdown, I was going through the game log this morning, I think I have this right, was a 2nd-and-2 with Ramondre Stevenson midway through the third quarter, 8:36. The other pseudo run plays, like not design runs they had in there, May fell on top of his own fumble on the 1st-and-10 later in the third. May also had a 2-yard scramble, not a design run, but a 2-yard scramble early in the fourth. And then if you want to count Marte Mapu trying to run for it on the fake punt, those are their other designed run plays. They basically didn't do it the entire fourth quarter. They didn't do it for half the third quarter until Stevenson ripped off that 21-yarder to give him the lead. And so I think no Travion Henderson impacted that, and they decided to lean way in on putting the game on Drake May's shoulders, and he came through.
Did you last night think he had the 16-yard run at the end, but did you think it looked like Drake didn't want to scramble? He's clearly this whole season been moving away from making plays, just extending plays with his legs. He still does it, but nowhere near the rate that he did it last year or with the success that he did it last year. It's something that I've just been looking towards as we get to the end of the season and look towards the playoffs, and they're trying to figure out how to complement the run game with the passing game. I thought maybe it was because everybody was dropping like flies last night. Like, he ran out of bounds real quick. He did not want any contact.
No, and he had one quick slide last night too. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's been coached out of him. Maybe the Ravens did a better job closing or mixing things up on him. I mean, in general, that hasn't been a critique of mine, but maybe last night. Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a critique. It's just an observation of, I think it's something that they've coached really heavily. I asked Mike Vrabel about it last week, and he said that he doesn't have a remote control for Drake, so he can't tell him when to scramble and when not to. But it's clear that they want him to remain a passer. I just think now, watching last night, and again, some of it might have been how banged up everybody was in that game, and that he was getting the crap beat out of him back there, took 3 sacks, that he like didn't look like he wanted to extend the play that way.
Here's Drake May after the game. Says he's proud of the team.
Yeah, so proud of this team, man. Took everybody. That's what we knew coming into it. You know, our goal this week is win together. And, man, it was together. It felt good getting that one. And I think just props to these guys. You know, keep fighting. We got guys going down, guys coming in, taking, you know, plays, more plays than probably I've ever had. And guys getting tired and pushing through. And defense stepping up, making big plays, forcing fumbles. And we talked about things all week, and we hit some of them. And obviously, yeah, there's some things that I'd like to have back. But, you know, right now it just feels good to get a win.
Okay, good to get a win. They needed to get the win after blowing it the week before against the Buffalo Bills. Pats were down, of course, 24-13 after Derrick Henry had the 2-yard touchdown run, 12:50 left in the game. That was Derrick Henry's final touch of the game. Buried him, forgot about him. John Harbaugh said it was a predetermined rotation that they had in the backfield, which I guess I get during the week, but then the Patriots can't stop Derrick Henry. You're trying to run out the clock on the following possession. Patriots get the Kyle Williams touchdown sandwich in between. Baltimore gets the ball back, and it's all Keaton Mitchell out there, which is wild. And on top of that, you've lost your quarterback. You would think whatever your game plan was during the week, when your quarterback goes down, you would pivot and you would shift away from that, and they didn't, which is wild.
It is bizarre. I wonder what the excuse is for, because just sticking to the pre-planned rotation makes no sense. It sounds stupid. And is he saying that? I wonder, you don't seem to feel this way. I wonder if he's saying that because he doesn't trust Derrick Henry after he fumbled early in the game. Now, he was out there a ton and he was very productive, but maybe just in that clutch time, he's like, well, maybe this is not the time to put keep the ball in Henry's hands. We'll put it in Keaton Mitchell's hands because he's not going to fumble. Henry, we could get more explosive plays, but we're going to play it safe. Maybe it was a conservative path that they were taking, and that's the excuse he's putting out there now.
No, it could have been. I just think coaches don't like to get second-guessed, and so it's like, hey, what was going on? Why was Derrick Henry
Somebody
not out there?
Somebody should have second-guessed it on the bench in the moment.
I mean, it was wild to watch it in real time.
But, hey, John, there's somebody over here who probably should be on the field right now.
And I'm not talking about the drive. After the Stevenson touchdown, you're down four, you got to throw it. That's probably not a drive for Derrick Henry. So that one I'm fine with. It's the drive before that when they're still winning. They're still up three. You have to burn clock and they don't go to him. So my guess is, and I didn't hear it, but my guess is Harbaugh is just sensitive about getting second guessing. He's like, well, that was the plan all week. So we just stuck with our plan. You have a problem with that?
Yes.
Which I also would say,
a reporter
yes.
should say, I think a lot of people have a problem with that.
Yes, I do too. But my guess is that's how it went down. But maybe it wasn't trusting in Henry, who fumbled earlier in the game. Sandwiched around that, the Pats went 7 plays, 73 yards, and 349 to get the Kyle Williams touchdown. Ramondre Stevenson converted on a 2-point conversion there. And then the drive to give the Patriots the lead after Baltimore punted. A Mark Andrews false start. Thought maybe Craig Woodson jumped offside. I think the refs got that right. The Ravens certainly thought that Craig Woodson jumped offside. Patriots get the punt. They go 9 plays, 89 yards, and just 255. Steph Diggs had a big conversion on a 4th down on that drive. That's also where there was no defensive pass interference called on Marlon Humphrey, where he dragged Kayshon Boutte down to the ground, and you get the 21-yard Ramondre Stevenson touchdown. After that, you get the Ke'Lavon Chaisson forced fumble on Zay Flowers, and the Patriots are able to run out the clock. And it was just, outside of that first drive for Baltimore to start the fourth quarter, a perfect quarter for the Pats with both sides of the football marrying up.
Now that we've seen that, it's almost surprising that we haven't seen it more, because the more I think about it, like, the Ravens are not a team that are built to come back, right? They're not a team that's built to play from behind. The Patriots have been accused at times of being front runners this season because of how they explode in their offenses in the first half and then the second half cool off. But they're a team that is built to be able to come back like this.
Yeah.
That's why it's a huge step for Drake May, but it's surprising that we haven't seen it yet. I think in a lot of situations, they just haven't had to do it. And maybe that's where Buffalo was a wake-up call of, hey, like, you're going to face this, and then next time, when you see it the very next week, you have to treat those 5 minutes differently than you did the week before.
Well, I think that's real. I mean, we spent 20 years going, well, there's a belief in Brady because Brady's come through in this spot, and you know you're never out of a game. And then people want to, like, brush aside that Drake May's never done it. It's like, you got to pick one.
Right.
You either, there's belief in the huddle that you can do it, or there isn't. And now that he's done it, I think you can continue to increase that belief, hopefully. But yeah, I think that's a significant thing to get that done, and for that team to know if they're in a playoff game and you're down 10, you're not out of it. You knew that with Brady. You know that with guys like Mahomes and guys like this, Josh Allen. I think it's important for Drake May himself and players in that huddle to know it with him as well. And maybe this is a step towards that. They don't care that it's against a 7-8 Ravens team without Lamar, who forgot about Derrick Henry and, like, self-benched Derrick Henry. They don't care about that. They care that he came through there. And I think that's important. 617-779-7937. We got more on Steph Diggs later on this hour. Drake May and a potential MVP moment last night. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.